I want you to have a listen to a man who contacted me late last night. His name is Tom, and he has been telling me about how this new party policy. Have a listen to the impact of this new policy on this man called Tom.
Stephen, I'm originally from Strabane, but I worked in Armagh for 26 years as a social worker, child protection social worker. And 5 years ago, I took a mental breakdown. And since then, I've been living on benefits. And throughout the last 5 years, I have been made to feel almost like a second-class citizen. Every time I go to a tribunal or a review on my benefits, tomorrow morning, I got a letter on Wednesday to say there's a review on my benefits tomorrow. And I haven't slept, literally haven't slept, since Wednesday of this week, out of sheer panic, because I do have a mental health problem now. And that's the effect, and that's the reality for people who live on benefits who particularly have mental health problems.
So what will they ask you in this review?
What are they going to ask me in this review?
Are you frightened of the review? Is that, obviously,
Stephen, they just said a query has arisen regarding my benefits. I don't know yet until tomorrow what the nature of the query is.
Yeah.
And I'm just in a mode of panic. I've got all my information gathered up as much as I can. My recollection at times, because I'm heavily medicated, is much difficult now, thinking back over the years.
Tom, you can provide a really, really important role on this programme, because, you know, we're still to hear from George Osborne, but it's expected that he will make this announcement at the Conservative Party conference in Manchester, OK? And one of the issues, and the reason you're such a valuable caller, one of the things he's expected to say is that there will be a mandatory intensive regime for claimants with underlying issues such as mental health. Now, you would fall into that category.
Yes.
You've said to me you've taken a nervous breakdown, you're on medication.
Yes. On Thursday, I have an appointment with a clinical psychologist. On Friday, I have an appointment with my psychiatrist. Tomorrow, I have an appointment at the Dole office.
So,
on Wednesday, I have an appointment with a family therapist.
So the thought, Tom...
That consists of my week.
The thought, Tom, of you being forced by government to go through, you know, to go through an intensive regime to sort out your mental health problems, how would that make you feel? Or you lose your benefits? And if you turned it down twice, you would lose your benefits for 3 months. What type of impact would that have on you and your life?
Well, I have already attempted to take my life 3 times, Stephen. So my main fear would be I have a family of 4 lovely children whom I love dearly. But my main fear would be it would result in further suicidal ideation. And I already, since I got that letter on Wednesday, have had some thoughts. And I've been fighting those thoughts. And thankfully, I'm seeing my psychologist and my psychiatrist this week, following this meeting at the Brew tomorrow. But I just want people like George Osborne to realise that's the harsh reality. I worked 26 years as a child protection social worker in a very tough area in Craigavon, which you would know. And I used to help people with benefit claims and everything else. Now I'm at the other side of the counter.
And your message to George Osborne, the Chancellor?
I would say be more humane. Take a more compassionate, if he wants, I don't know what his religious beliefs are, if any, but Christian, from my perspective, a perspective on the whole thing, and be more compassionate in his delivery of his programme. Because the reality on the ground for people is my reality. I'm going to sit here, I know you know the organisation Lifeline. I'll be ringing a Lifeline now after I've come off the phone from you. I'll be ringing a Lifeline just to get me through the night. I'll not be sleeping until I have this appointment tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Brew. And thereafter, I don't know what my situation is going to be.
So these headlines that we're seeing on the front pages of the national newspapers, Tom, you know, they're headlines to most of us. It's a reality for you that could have a major impact in your life. No more easy dole, says Osborne, is the front page of the Daily Telegraph. Tom, you look after yourself, you promise?
Yeah, thanks, Stephen.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you. There's a Lifeline number, by the way, 0808 808 8000 if you feel you need it.